Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Phoenix Suns going for win number 9 in a row tonight. They welcome the Timberwolves to Footprint Center, second meeting between the two teams. All the way back in mid-November, the Suns beat the T-Wolves in Minnesota, 99-96. Still no DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder campaign, or JaVale McGee. Wolves come in at 24-24 on the season. They lost last night to Golden State in San Francisco. Tonight's game will tip up at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The story around the Suns garnering a lot more reaction is the fact that they will not have an All-Star starter.
Yeah.
The starters were released for the All-Star game coming up next month in Cleveland for the West. LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, and Andrew Wiggins. In the East, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, Trae Young, and DeMar DeRozan. 18th through the 20th of February in Cleveland is All-Star weekend.
Now, keep in mind, everybody, this is voted on by fans. Starting lineup, voted on by fans.
Well, that's
50%.
50%.
Okay.
There's two other
elements. I thought it was 75%. It's 50%?
Media and then the players vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 50, 25, and 25.
It still holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of very upset Suns fans. And my reaction to it, Bick, and we'll elaborate on this later, was, were you expecting something different?
No. You're right. That's exactly. This is not, should not be a shock at all. Yeah. And you know what? The Miami Heat are first in the East. They don't have an All-Star game starter either. So there you go.
Why can't they get Max Strus in there, for goodness sakes?
Tyler Hero.
Duncan Robinson.
Right.
Bam Adebayo. Butler.
Udonis Haslam.
He's still playing. Last night in the NBA, we mentioned the Warriors 124-115 win over Minnesota. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson combined for 52 points, 11 of 19 on threes. Golden State hit 21 from behind the arc. And in the game before that, the Philadelphia 76ers pounded the LeBron-less Lakers, 105-87. Joel Embiid, 26 points. Anthony Davis in his second game back from injury. He got hurt again. He went to the bench. They looked at it. He played through it. And he had 31 points.
Nice. Your hate for that man knows no bounds.
I don't hate him. I spit facts, Dan Bickley. That's all I do.
That's what you do.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yes, he does.
NFL Championship weekend is upon us. Sunday, the Chiefs will host the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC title game. It's the fourth straight year the game will be at Arrowhead. First time that's ever happened in the history of the NFL. Chiefs have gone 2-1 in the previous three. Cincinnati making their first appearance with a shot at the Super Bowl since 1989. These two teams met in Cincinnati in Week 17. The Bengals won by 3. Kansas City's only loss since Week 7. That game gets underway at 1 o'clock. Then it's the NFC Championship. San Francisco visiting the LA Rams. Puke. At SoFi Stadium. 49ers won both games this year and have beaten the Rams 6 straight times. But Kyle Shanahan is not in Sean McVay's head. Just ask Sean McVay. Rams are favored.
I understand why you just threw in that little puke, but I'm actually very excited to see that football game.
Oh, I am too, but I'm not. I can be excited and nauseous at the same time.
Can you really? You can do both of that.
That's like ask a magnet woman.
That's the line of the week. Shut down the kebab. Not doing it today.
Coaches being hired around the NFL. Denver Broncos have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their new sideline boss. The Bears tapped Matt Eberflus to take over for Matt Nagy.
Bless you.
their strategy of only hiring coaches named Matt is a curious one. Meanwhile,
or
reports,
GM's named Brian.
Yeah,
right.
Meanwhile, reports out of Dallas say that Mike McCarthy has been informed he will return for 2022 after their disappointing exit from the playoffs. And from Miami, Ian Rappaport reporting yesterday that Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator of the Cardinals, not a finalist for the Miami job.
That's interesting, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. So, and again, you can be selfish about it and say that's a good thing for the Arizona Cardinals. You hate to wish ill on a guy who's looking for a head coaching job, but stability with this football team would not be a bad thing.
Hey, there's still 7 jobs open as of today.
That is
true. You never know what could happen.
That is true.
Coyotes return home to face the Boston Bruins tonight at Gila River Arena, back from a 1-3 Eastern road trip. Face-off 7 o'clock. ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2 is where you can hear it. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30. According to a report that surfaced from Craig Morgan of PHNX Sports yesterday, the Coyotes in advanced talks with Arizona State University about using the school's new multipurpose arena as a temporary home in light of their venue issues in Glendale and moving into the future. No permanent solution right now. ASU's arena is supposed to open up in the fall, a seating capacity of 5,000.
Yeah. If there's ever a book written on the Coyotes, that will be the title, Venue Issues. We're going to get into this today. We're going to actually talk about this story today and whether or not it is actually feasible, plausible, yep, all of that stuff.
ASU Hoops travels to Tucson to face third-ranked Arizona tomorrow. First of two meetings between the teams. Devils have lost two straight, but they will have Bobby Hurley back on the sidelines following his suspension. Jay Heath will be back as well. They were both suspended following a confrontation with officials after a game last weekend at Stanford. Wildcats coming off just their second loss of the year when they fell to UCLA earlier this week at Pauley Pavilion. 12:30 tip. Pregame coverage starts here at 98.7 FM at 12 o'clock. CBS has the national television broadcast. GCU's got New Mexico State in Las Cruces tomorrow, a 7 o'clock game. United States men's national soccer team defeated El Salvador 1-0 in Columbus in World Cup qualifying. That's the ninth of 14 cup qualifiers for the Americans, who right now second behind Canada and a point ahead of Mexico with five matches to play for each side. Canada,
all right, let's go USMNT, baby.
Canada blanked Honduras 2-0 and Mexico topped Jamaica 2-1. And Rafael Nadal beat Matteo Berrettini to advance to the finals of the Australian Open. Nadal playing for his second title down under, first since 2009.
Yeah, great finals matchup.
Yes, he'll take on second-seeded Daniil Medvedev, who ousted fourth-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas in four sets.
That's a mouthful right there.
What?
It is.
I can't get over the state of men's tennis. That these guys... So Djokovic finally gets like kicked out, so he's not a factor. Uh-huh. And Nadal, who is years past being washed up, is still probably going to win.
Well, first
it's like
of all,
those
he's
same
not
three guys
up.
Just keep
he's
winning.
Not, no, but see, but you're wrong
but
in
he
that
should
premise.
Be.
Now, that is true. Now,
it's
that
just
is
like the 49ers should have been dead.
Yes.
These guys in their mid-30s, late-30s, 40s.
You're absolutely right. They do not have the mental capabilities to beat those guys. You're absolutely right, and they should be ashamed of themselves. There was a whole era of professional golfers who cowered if Tiger Woods was on the same golf course as them. It's the same thing. Same thing.
I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go Rafa.
Probably needed this with no Federer and no Djokovic
this year. I just don't want Novak Djokovic owning that most Grand Slams of all time record. So let's go Rafa.
Yeah, what's he going for?